Hello, children. Welcome to the first special meditation prayer that I call In My Heart Room Prayer. I wonder, have you noticed the lovely daffodils around at the moment in people's gardens and in the parks, and the way the blossoms are coming out on some of the trees? I've got a nice neighbour and she has an apple tree, and just a few weeks ago it was just bare branches. Now it has fantastic blossoms that are blowing away in the wind. Now, I know you can't see me because this is a recording, and I can't see you either, but you can listen to my voice. And so today I'm going to take you somewhere very special. We're going to be with Jesus in a quiet place, and this place is in your imagination, in your heart room. You might know about heart room if you know who I am. I'm Mrs. Rolston. It's a tiny room inside your heart. Just put your hand on your heart for now. Yes, and imagine a little space in your heart where Jesus is waiting for you. And I'm going to lead you in there to be with Jesus shortly. Well, we're going to think about these lovely blossoms with tiny pink and white petals that we've seen, because it's spring. Who would have thought these pretty flowers could suddenly appear out of a bare twig? But that's what they did. And do you know what's even more wonderful? When those flowers die, they leave a little tiny bud, and that will be the beginning of lovely apples, if the tree keeps growing nicely. So, for this prayer, you have to sit at peace. Can you do that? And I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I hope your imagination is ready, because we're going to go into our heart rooms now, okay? Jesus is waiting for you. Let's see his face brighten up when he sees it's you. He's so happy that you have come. Walk up to him. He's got something to tell you. Get closer to him and feel his arm around you while he talks. Keep your eyes closed. Jesus calls you by your name, Ella, or Joe, or Matthew, or Amelia. Did you know, says Jesus, you are like the apple tree with its blossom. Sometimes, says Jesus, you have something you like and you want to keep it, but then that thing goes away, like the blossoms on that tree do, and you feel a little sad. But, says Jesus, as he taps you on the shoulder, can you feel it? He says, mostly, when you have to let things go, something even better comes afterwards. It's like when you had a wobbly tooth because you couldn't bite hard things without it hurting. But then you let the loose tooth go, and soon a bigger and better tooth grows in its place. Or, you know the way in school, says Jesus, when you were in year two and you were afraid to go up to move up to year three because the work might be harder and you didn't really want to go. And now you wouldn't want to go back down there again, would you? By the time you get up to year three, you'd never want to go back. So it's not easy settling back down again. And it's not easy giving up something that you like. Jesus said, I know. So, children, says Jesus, you must come to me when you find things hard. Let's you and me talk about the apple tree having to change. We must change if we want to grow better. If you stay with Jesus a moment, keep your eyes shut. Just speak to him about how, during Lent, you're going to change to become a better person for Jesus. Now, feel Jesus lay his hands on you to bless you. Be happy in this blessing. Open your eyes now and breathe in and out. And start to come out of your heart room, because the meditation prayer is over. And I hope you were able to feel Jesus' presence with you. But you know what I want you to do? Always remember that you can always go to your heart room to talk to Jesus anytime you like. Bye. See you next time, or you can hear me next time. God bless.